USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional lawmakers have left Capitol Hill for the remainder of the August recess without a deal for the next COVID-19 relief package, which is expected to send another stimulus payment to most Americans. The House and Senate are now both on recess. House Democratic leaders and negotiators from the White House have worked this month to find a deal on another relief bill. Both chambers have crafted relief aid, but the two sides remain far apart on certain provisions. Unless negotiators reach an agreement, lawmakers will not return to Capitol Hill until September. The House is scheduled to return September 14th, and the Senate the second week of the month. Adding to the uncertainty are both parties' national nominating conventions, which will be held over the next 2 weeks. The Democrats will stage theirs next week, and the Republicans a week later. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Postal Service sent dozens of states letters saying that some mail-in ballots may not be counted in time for the November election. It's a warning that further complicates the role of the USPS in the voting process. The Washington Post was the first to report that Thomas Marshall, General Counsel and Executive Vice President for the U.S. Postal Service, sent letters to 46 states and Washington, D.C. He told the states some ballots may not arrive in time to be counted. Los Angeles area officials lifted some evacuation orders as firefighters battled a 17,000-acre blaze amid what could be a record-breaking heat wave in Southern California. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said the blaze, which started Wednesday, was only 12% contained. The fire was situated near Lake Hughes, an unincorporated community in Los Angeles County. So far, the wildfire has destroyed at least 21 structures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new poll is out on a potential COVID-19 vaccine, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the results.
1 in 3 Americans will opt out of getting a coronavirus vaccine if and when it becomes available, according to a new PBS NewsHour poll. While 60% of respondents say they will get vaccinated if one becomes available to them, 35% say they will not, despite a worldwide COVID-19 death toll topping 760,000. The remaining 5% of responders say they are still unsure. The results show that Democrats were more likely to get vaccinated, with 71% saying yes, compared with 48% of Republicans who would do so. Comparatively, 61% of independents say they would get vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
High school sports will resume in one state, despite the COVID-19 outbreak. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
Florida's High School Athletic Board has voted to begin practices for football and other fall sports later this month, with competition beginning less than 2 weeks thereafter. This is despite advice from medical experts who said games should not resume for at least 6 weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic. The plan could mean that some counties could delay their seasons and forego participation in statewide playoffs. A member of the Florida High School Athletic Association said the plan allows for the most flexibility. Governor Ron DeSantis has been calling for schools to return to normal, including the resumption of sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.